A huge Nintendo 3DS price drop, fans picket Valve for Half-Life 3, and fans upset with the upcoming Ico and Shadow of the Colossus collection. It's all coming up on Game Time. This is Game Time with Max Olson, featuring Chauncey Ng and John Lee. Recorded August 11th, 2011. Episode 10, A Picnic for Nerds. Hello, folks, and welcome to The Return. It's a brand new episode of Game Time with Max Olson. I am, of course, your host, Max Olson. You remember me from the earlier episodes, hopefully. I'm back. That is the laugh of one of my good friends, Mr. John Lee. How are you doing,
guys,
John?
I'm good. It's good You're to be back. Good to be back.
And we're also joined by Mr. Chauncey Ng.
Hello.
Hey, Chauncey. Now, we sound a bit different for this episode, because we're trying something new.
We're using three different mics.
We're using three different microphones, and we're also in three different locations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're using Skype for this episode, because, well, we're adults now. We're all going to,
somewhere.
Different schools.
Somewhere.
Well, basically, John and I are going to Ryerson, and, ditching on us. You're going up north.
Going up flying and possibly dying.
No, you're going up to Buttonville.
Yes.
Right? No, you're going to be a pilot.
Yes, I am.
You're going to pilot school. Tell me about that. Are you excited to
fly? I'm excited to fly in an airplane. Also, at the same time, I'm kind of terrified because, well, you're flying in a freaking small airplane.
And you were talking to me about the airplane before. The airplane that you tried out,
you didn't actually
fit in the airplane.
No, I did, but that was very uncomfortable, and my knees were in an awkward position, and I couldn't actually reach any of the controls.
But, you were too tall to reach the pedal.
No. The length of my legs is too long.
Yeah.
So, you know how you have like traverse speed and you push the throttle back and forth and everything? My elbow basically hit the entire control, like column on the one side, and then the other side hit the emergency hatch where the whole canopy opens and everything.
Yeah.
So that's not good for flying.
That's not good. That's not good. You're too big. You're too big of a man for flying.
Well,
but you fit in the helicopter, right? You tried out the helicopter?
Yes, I do.
So you fit, you'll become a helicopter pilot in
nope,
the future.
I'm becoming an airplane pilot.
We'll find that out. And you gotta invite us. You gotta invite us for your graduation, right?
Fly you around Toronto.
You'll fly us around Toronto for
and
your
hand
graduation.
Out, like, small bags of mixed nuts or something.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
And we'll bring some DSs, some PSPs. Actually, we'll bring our PlayStation Vita up with us.
Yeah.
And play some and our PlayStation 4 and bring that up. You notice how I didn't say Nintendo 3DS? We're not going to bring that up on the plane.
That would cause extreme nausea.
The Nintendo 3DS, it's not doing so well.
Surprise, surprise.
As you know, the 3DS got released only a couple months ago. And today, I believe it's today, Thursday, August 11th, 2011, the price of the Nintendo 3DS has gone down to $170. And that's more than a 30% price reduction from the original $250 price tag. This is probably one of the biggest price reductions, if not the biggest price reduction, in game console history. I mean, over such a small period of time.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is going on with Nintendo?
They let their quality slip.
They left the testing to the people who bought the 3DS. That's all.
Otto, what do you guys think of the 3DS?
I just said what I thought about 3DS.
Well, I think that it's... I mean, personally, I think it's too similar to the original DS.
Okay, you have the DS, and you got the DS Lite, and then you get DX Extra L, and what else is there?
No, but it's so not... Those are incarnations of the 3D... Of the DS, sorry.
Yeah, but it's just the same format over and over.
No, but the 3DS is supposed to be the next generation of Nintendo handhelds, whereas with the different types of DSs were just upgrades of the same console.
Yeah, but
it's like it's like having the PlayStation 2 Slim. It's still the same console.
Yeah.
Right.
And the 3DS has only, what, 9 games, I think?
I know, it doesn't have... That was their problem. They didn't have enough titles at launch.
And to make people want it.
Yeah, Reggie, sort of, he kind of did, kind of didn't admit that that was a problem. He said... And I quote, "We didn't launch it too early, but we did allow too much of a gap from the launch to the time when some of the key products or features were available. We needed to narrow that gap."
Yeah.
Now, that's a very polite way of saying we didn't have enough titles at launch.
I think they rushed it.
You think they rushed it?
I think they rushed the 3DS. Because usually Nintendo has like a lot of games back in one game.
Yeah, they usually take a long time to release a new system, right?
Yeah. No, it had a strong release when it came out. There were tons of fans, and I remember at E3, Nintendo was proud of themselves for having sold so many 3DSs, so it's not that people aren't buying them whatsoever.
It's just that there's no games to go with them.
There's no games. People bought it, and then they found out, wait, well,
and
what
then
can I
a
do
little...
with it? Well, I can play original DS games with this.
And then they...
you know the joke about the greatest feature of the Nintendo 3DS?
What?
The ability to turn 3D off.
Oh.
But Reggie is still keeping strong, as he does about his consoles. And he said there are great launches coming up within the next couple of months. And there's four great titles over the next 4 months. We're getting Star Fox 64 3D in September.
So we're getting remakes?
I get to play the original
Yeah, that
Star
one's
Fox.
A remake. We're getting a Pokemon game in October.
Aw, oh, yeah.
Super Mario 3D Land in November. And Mario Kart 7 in December. Uh-oh. I mean, those are pretty strong games.
Those Indeed. Are. I wish they just had Japanese games over here.
Yeah.
Well, you like Fire Emblem?
No, I'm talking about Initial D. But
well, you know about the Japanese games that got, you know, number one on the Amazon bestsellers.
Yeah.
And Nintendo won't release them.
No, that's because of localization problems. The companies won't localize them.
Is that the problem?
Yeah, that's one of the main concerns. Yeah.
It's not like Nintendo going, it's not the newest game, we'll do stuff different here in North America.
Well, for some of the games that they own, yes, but most of the time, it's due to localization problems.
Yeah.
All that other stuff, I don't know.
Yeah.
Certain things.
By the way, for people that have a 3DS right now, you have until midnight tonight to join the Nintendo Appreciation Program, which is going to get you 20 free games on the 3DS.
Are
they 3D or no?
Of course, these are their Game Boy Advance games and Super Nintendo games, and they're only a limited number of titles available. But this is, they're kind of trying to get their fans back who bought the 3DS at the original $250 price tag.
Wow.
And felt kind of cheapskated. So you get 20 games. Are they good? Are they good games? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like all the sports games ever made.
Oh, dear God.
I wonder what those games... I'm not sure. I should have looked that up before the show. But, I mean, it never hurts getting free games.
That's true. It's free.
I mean, well, Sony did that when they had their network shut down. They had a welcome back program where you got, I think, 4 free games, 2 for the PS3 and 2 for the PSP. And they were all good games. I downloaded Infamous.
Really?
I believe. It's great. I loved it. I got Infamous for free. One of the games was Infamous for free. And loved it. I'm still playing it. Really enjoying that game.
Oh, Infamous?
Yeah. It's an epic game.
It is.
Yeah. Kind of
like... control all lightning. Electricity.
Yeah, it's kind of like a prototype. Kind of like a Crackdown. It's a big sandbox game. But you have insanely crazy superpowers.
Yes. You manipulate lightning.
That's and kinda... I like how in Infamous you're able to make moral decisions. You can be a good guy or a bad guy.
Or a hero or a infamous.
Hero or infamous, I think.
That's true. The bad guy looks so much better.
Oh.
Now this is how nice of a guy I am. I'm probably the only person playing it and trying to get the hero level.
No, like hero does have his perks.
Yeah, there's tons of good stuff about Hero. But Infamous, when you're Infamous, you do wild and crazy things, right?
The game
gets harder if you're a bad guy. Like, there's more people against you. And if you're a good guy, people are trying to help you out more in the game. Yeah. It's fun, it's fun. Have you played it, Chauncey?
No, I have not. I don't have any consoles besides PSP and DS.
You need to get a new console. You were talking to me.
I am getting about an N64 for $100, 6 games, 2 controllers.
And I'm doing that. I put my name down for that. I want to get that N64. That was the first console I ever wanted as a kid. I wanted an N64. My parents said no.
Second time I will be getting this console. The first time I gave it away.
Well, it's my console. It'll be in my house. But you can play it whenever you want, Chauncey.
Yes! GoldenEye.
My N64 just disappeared.
That's going back to the time when Nintendo was doing very, very well with consoles. Some people say it's the best home console ever made.
It is the best home console ever made.
Of course it is, Chauncey. No, it's great. There's great games on it. And
Star Fox.
We're getting this pack, right? This pack of like the console and a bunch of games. And you were telling me the games involved in this pack that we're getting.
Ocarina of Time, Turok, Smash, what else? GoldenEye, Star Fox.
Zelda.
Yeah, I already said Ocarina
of
Time.
Yeah, Ocarina of Time.
Majora's Mask.
I forgot the last one, but it was, I don't think it was Mario Kart, but it was...
Banjo-Kazooie was a good one.
That one's hard to find.
True.
I think most of the ones you just listed are hard to find. Ocarina of Time?
No, Ocarina of Time is more common. The ones that are hard to find was GoldenEye, Turok, Star Fox. That one's a hard one to find.
Vigilante 8 was hard to find.
That one's hard.
And
a good game. That was a good game. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, let's go back to the future.
I want to get my hands on that original, GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Because I played the Wii version recently. It's great on the Wii, but
the
graphics issue they have with the Wii. It's not that amazing, but it for a Wii game, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful game.
If the N64 has the same graphics as the Wii, I'm just going to cry. And
laugh. Oh, the Wii is probably better. I mean, N64 is two generations.
But you don't know with the Wii. Like, it's kind of like half and half. I'm not sure.
I have doubts about the
Wii. That's all I'm going to leave it as. I've seen
Well, we may have doubts about the Wii U, guys.
Yeah.
The Wii U. This news article has been stirring around the game community with ID Tech, their engine.
ID Tech 5.
ID Tech 5. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, ID Tech 5, okay. These game engine for
that's used. Yeah, it's the same engine used in Rage.
Yeah.
And they've announced that they're not sure if this engine will work with the Wii U. They're not sure they think that their engine might be too graphically intense for what the Wii U wants to do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I mean, this is all speculation now, but it definitely brings up some problems that we kind of see already in the Wii U. I mean, the Wii U is using disc-based gaming right now, which a lot of companies are trying to get away from, right? We've seen what, Steam has done with digital distribution. But do we still want a console like that? Are we still a disc-based generation for gaming?
I still use disc, but then I'm a generation behind in gaming.
Hey, you have Steam, though.
Yes, I do have Steam.
You download games on Steam. You love it. There's great games there.
But Steam. I did buy my entire Team Fortress 2, the Orange Box pack, in a disc.
I mean, but you never used the disc.
Actually, I did when it crashed, but that's it.
But you don't use it anymore. No. The games are all on your hard drive.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not against disc-based gaming, but it seems like what the Wii U has right now, there isn't really a lot of option for DLC. We haven't heard anything about that. The graphics are, you know, the engine on the Wii U is better than the PS3, but it's not a whole generation better.
Yeah, you see the PS4 come out or something. Yeah. And it just totally...
But are graphics important now?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty important, but a good story is more important to me.
Yeah. John,
but
what
it
do
looks
you
like
think?
Crap, then no.
Of what, DLC?
Graphics. Do you think that graphics are the most important part of gaming?
Well, for me, I would like if there's good graphics, of course. Mm-hmm. But, like, graphics, of course, aren't everything in the game. Like, the gameplay, the plot, everything has to be balanced in order to ensure a good game.
I mean, like,
Zelda, for instance. Yeah. Like, that's not really the best graphics in the world, but it's still a great
couple
game.
Of generations ago, it was.
Well, even now, it's still a good game. Like, yeah, because, like, despite its somewhat blocky graphics, but that's because the way the game is made, it's really good and it keeps people into it. So I think everything should be balanced.
Yeah.
Except having a game that has like crisis-like graphics and still sucks.
Have you seen Zelda in HD yet, though, on the Wii U?
No, I haven't.
I have.
You haven't? You gotta look that up, man. Go on YouTube, look up Zelda HD after we record this. It's not a full game. It's not a full game, but it's sort of a tech demo that Nintendo wants to do to show off the graphics of the Wii U. And it's amazing. It's amazing to watch. It looks like Zelda being played with Uncharted graphics. It's insane. It's great.
Pretty good.
Do you think Nintendo will ever match up to, like, PS3 graphics?
I don't think they really care. I think that's their issue. They focus so much on, you know,
well, eventually
software.
They're going to milk that cow dry.
Yeah, they focus so much on software than hardware. But their problem right now is that third-party developers don't really want to make games for their console because, you know, there's better engines and better graphics on the Xbox, the PS3, and even the PC and Mac right now.
True.
So if you're a developer, what are you going to want to develop on? You know, a Wii or Wii U? You know, has graphics and an engine that's a couple of years old now? Or are you going to want to make a PC game or a PlayStation 3 game, which has a huge gamer fan base?
And great graphics. Badly. Yes.
You're not going to make games on the Wii.
You're limited by the company.
I mean, unless you have, like, a good agreement with Nintendo. And they're giving you an insane amount of money to make that game.
Yeah, that, I don't think that's gonna. Well, there are some, but
yeah,
they're rare. They're rare and far apart.
Like anyways.
What? Yeah.
Like what?
Some Japanese companies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But here in North America.
Now, I think the only one that I could think of right now would be people who made, what was it, Resident Evil?
That's Capcom.
Oh, Capcom.
Oh, yeah, but that's even still, that was a rail shooter. So that wasn't using much. It's just more like a moving.
It was a real shooter, no pun intended.
Umbrella Chronicles.
Yo, that was a hard game.
Yes,
believe it was. Or not, it was pretty hard.
They made great games on the Wii.
Yeah,
and the PS3.
Brawl,
that's owned by Nintendo. That's a first party game. Yeah. Of course, it's going to be good on that system because it's built for that system. For it. Yeah.
What about Twilight Princess?
That's also a first party.
That's first party. That's Nintendo.
Call of Duty.
That wasn't a good game.
Have you seen Black Ops on the Wii?
It looks pretty bad. It looks pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Am I walking through a wall?
Yo, the like.
But most of the good games that you spend your big bucks on for a Nintendo console is made by Nintendo. Yeah. And I think this is the problem they're having with the 3DS, is they're not getting that third-party support that they wanted.
Or they just don't want it.
Derp.
Why wouldn't they want third-party support?
I don't know.
They want to be independent? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you gotta have third-party support. You're gonna have more games, more variety on that console. I mean, you can't just have a console made by one publisher.
Yeah,
that's kind of sad.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of one publisher, you like how I'm doing the segues here on this episode? Valve was in the news a little bit. Two fans were found outside Valve's offices, picketing and pleading for the release of Half-Life 3.
They actually did something.
But do you guys think this is, I mean, this isn't gonna actually make Valve go, oh my god, we gotta release it now because two people
obviously
outside our headquarters.
Now multiply that number.
Maybe a mob will convince them.
Maybe a mob? I mean,
are they even making it?
There's been a mob online for that. Well, Valve has neither confirmed nor denied that.
They just said, on several instances, no questions asked.
Why is Gabe Newell being like...
This is really the most wanted video game.
Well, after the events of Half-Life 2, episode 2, then I'm not surprised due to people wanting the next game to come out. It was in a cliffhanger.
Well, I like how they weren't, they're not picketing for episode 3. They're picketing for Half-Life 3.
For Half-Life 3, yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, but Gabe Newell did a nice thing later on. The two were later joined by co-founder Gabe Newell, who reportedly brought them lunch.
It's like, hey, you guys did a good job arguing out there. Here's some bagels.
I guess this doesn't really. I have a poster here. I don't know if I'm gonna post it up. I don't know if it works though. Here you go.
Well, I mean, they can't see the post. We'll put that on our Twitter, our blog later on.
Take a look at that.
Yeah.
I found this a couple of days ago.
Hold on. Let me, because it might be the same picture I saw. Nice. Well, that's for Half-Life 2.
Yeah, Half-Life 2 Episode 3.
Episode 3. They were pleading for Half-Life 3.
So, yeah.
Is that ever going to come out? Do you guys think it'll ever come out?
Read the first comment if you want to.
I'll do that later. Not while we're on air. I'm more professional than that. Or should I read it? I'll go look for the first comment on there. And it's a nice picture, too. It's interesting. Yes, it is. What's the first comment? First comment. Coming to a PC near you in November 2051. And then the next guy goes, do you think that's a little optimistic?
True.
That is good. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Was it Gabe Newell making a joke? How, like, it's like, if you make fun of him, he delays it by another year or something.
Well, then it's never going to come out, is it?
What do they have next? I mean, they released Portal 2. What are they working on?
I have no idea.
Could it be Half-Life 3? Because, I mean, before this, they've always had a massive project that they're working on, and they're going, oh, we're too busy. We can't release Half-Life 3.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway. we will find out when we're very, very old men.
It's like,
remember, people, Half-Life 3 will be coming out in 2051.
Nice.
Optimistic.
Hey, Chauncey, I know you don't own a PlayStation 3.
I don't.
Yes.
But neither of you do. I'm the only one that does. Weird. We're all hosts of a video game show. but you had the opportunity of playing a very big game. Big release, Catherine.
Yes, that's a really...
That seems... I know, I saw that in EB Games. I was like, ooh, what is this? It looks interesting.
Have you seen the review of it?
Yeah, I played through it, so...
No, I'm talking to John. Have you heard of this? Have you seen any videos of it?
No, I just saw the back covers and pictures of it.
It's beautiful. It's a crazy... well, Chauncey, I mean, I can't do it justice. I haven't played it.
Okay, so what it is... Well, to begin with, it's an M game. It's made by... Well, I forgot who it's actually made by. I'm bad with names. We'll leave it at that. And the story is in an anime style.
Mm-hmm.
Follows a story. It's like a mystery horror puzzle story.
Yeah,
it looks intriguing.
Yeah,
but
it's
this like big epic story, but then you've got these Qbert style puzzle missions.
Yeah, those puzzles actually, when you take a look at it, it looks kind of repetitive. They're not as repetitive as you think they are. The different bosses offer like a nice atmosphere to them. Like each of them are different in their own way, and some of them are, well, really disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, I think the type of games that we enjoy, all of us, are games that involve stuff that we really haven't seen in any other game before. And this is a pretty, pretty unique and original game.
Yeah, I like the art style in it, too. The story was good. I'm not going to ruin it. I can give you a little bit of it, but I'm not going to...
Spoiler alert!
Jeez! That's not that much.
Not that much.
So you start off as this guy who... Well, again, it's all in Japanese. I forgot the name. But you start off as this guy has a fiance named Catherine.
Yeah.
Right? And through the
course. Is it with a C or K?
C.
C.
Okay.
Okay, and then.
Hold on, John. You said you saw the box.
Yeah.
It says Catherine actually, right on it.
Actually, the fiance has it as K.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
The fiance has it as K, so it got me there. Damn it. Anyway. So, through the course, he goes to a bar. He meets another girl by the same name. But, again, C, not K, Catherine. Same thing. And then after that, he starts having weird nightmares involving sheep.
And that's Chauncey's review of Catherine.
Evolving sheep.
No, it's on the PlayStation 3. Is it on the Xbox?
I only saw it on PS3.
Well, I thought it was a PS3 exclusive, but I'm not sure. It might be on the Xbox too. We'll figure that out later. And so that looks. I will play it. Maybe I'll wait for it to get a bit cheaper. It's $60 right now.
It's worth it.
It's worth it for $60.
It's worth it if you love this. If you like story and puzzles.
I'll wait a year and then it'll be $19.99 at Future Shop. Should I do that?
Your choice.
Should I do that? Our last piece of news, I guess we'll talk about, is about the upcoming Ico and Shadow of the Colossus collection. This is something we're all pretty excited about.
Yes.
Two amazing games that we want to see re-released. Have you seen the footage yet from IGN?
Yep.
IGN released footage of the PlayStation 3 collection. They've released the first 5 minutes of Ico. Is it Ico or Eco? It's Ico, right?
I have no idea.
I think Ico.
First 5 minutes of Ico. Sorry if I get that wrong. And the first 11 minutes of the Shadow of the Colossus collection. Have you seen these? No, no one.
No.
Look it up after the show.
Well, no, the Shadow of Colossus. Yes,
basically, you've seen the trailer. You've seen what the graphics look like on the PlayStation 3 versions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw it. I saw the. I didn't see all 11 minutes of Shadow, but I saw a little bit, and I was impressed. This high definition upgrade looks incredible. It looks beautiful. I can't wait to play it on my PlayStation 3. But then I started reading the comments, and a lot of people are upset with this upgrade because they thought it was going to be completely overhauled and look like a PlayStation 3 game. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not completely overhauled.
Well, that would take, I think, too much.
Yeah. They'd have to completely rebuild the game. But, I mean, they updated it. They added trophy support onto these games. They've made it view. They've sort of upscaled it. So it doesn't look like, you know, Uncharted or anything like that. I always use Uncharted as a reference for insane graphics, but compared to the PlayStation 2 version, it's pretty incredible, you know. And you got both those games first day they come out under $40. Yeah.
Wow.
But there's a lot of new collections, and it looks like, I don't know. I'm excited. I know what they're doing. I didn't expect it to be a crazy graphical overhaul. It looks good. I'm excited. I can't wait to buy it next month. It's in under a month. They're releasing it. I can't wait. That's going to be good. Yeah. So what are you guys playing right now? Are you guys work? John, you're playing Vindictus, obviously.
Yes.
Chauncey?
I'm playing Tanks.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just don't like that kind of game. Like, it just, I don't know. It seems like a really
ghetto game.
Ghetto. And well, not much skill is involved.
Actually, it requires a lot of skill, but it's just there's so many noobs on that thing, you just kind of just run and shoot. There are good players.
Yeah. And I sadly am working on Black Ops. I know I should have played it earlier, but I'm enjoying it right now. Chauncey was over 2 days ago and we were playing a little bit of it. It's a great game. I love it.
Yes,
it's great. I love it. That's it. That's all the news we have for this week. My name is Max Olson. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Max Olson. And I've got Facebook. I'm doing comedy. I'm actually performing comedy at Absolute Comedy Club in Toronto on September 7th, and it's $6 a ticket. Get your tickets for that. You can email us whenever you want at gametimewithmaxolson@gmail.com. And Chauncey? You there?
I am there, but I don't like where this is going.
Chauncey, what time is it?
What do you mean, what time is it?
What time is it?
It's 3:03, damn it.
Oh my god, 3:03.
John, what time is it?
It is game time with Max Olson.
It's game time. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.